Only one of the six state agencies that received federal Navigator funding has actually begun doing what they were funded to do. The other five have gotten federal certification, but they're still working with the Office of the State Commissioner of Insurance to get state certification to allow them to begin counseling and referring people to the plans they're eligible for. Bobby Peterson of the health advocacy group ABC for Health says the state has made it extremely difficult for the navigators to begin their work.
You know, hoops and hurdles that the state of Wisconsin added their own layer of licensing requirements, criminal background checks, fingerprinting, which, you know, slowed down the process and made it really difficult for people to get the help they need.
The Northwest Wisconsin Concentration Employment Program, or CEP, based in Ashland, is the one agency that's completed that process. Marcy Pratt is coordinating the CEP effort, trying to reach as many as 130,000 people in 27 northern counties. She calls the late start a glitch, but her group is now able to use $285,000 grant it received to help the uninsured or underinsured find what they need. She says they'll be doing it through community meetings hosted by a wide range of groups.
The Chamber of Commerce is pulling together partners. The UW Extension is working with us. The libraries are working with us. The local departments of health and social services are working with us. We even have insurance agents that want to assist us, which is good.
Pratt says her task is to reach people who have different insurance needs depending on the size of their family and their health conditions. The goal, she says, is to match a family's income with insurance they can afford. Companies in the exchange are offering five levels of coverage: catastrophic, bronze, silver, gold, and platinum, each priced differently in different parts of the state.
In the southern part of the state, there might be an insurance company that offers a silver plan at one rate, but they might offer that same plan in the northern part of the state at a different rate.
Finding the right plan without a navigator can be daunting. That's the dilemma Beth Welch of Madison faces. She's the sole breadwinner in the family. Her husband is a stay-at-home dad caring for their three-year-old son. Her son is covered by Badger Care. She's had problems using the federal website to search for plans in the area.
Verifying my identity was very complicated. They weren't able to find my case. And then I was given an email link when I tried again to set up a different username, and that also failed. So I actually haven't been able to confirm what things would cost for my family.
And she's not sure what plan her employer might offer. Businesses are also trying to navigate the new marketplace. Under the law, if her employer offers her a plan with a premium that's less than 9.5% of her income, she has to take it. But the law calculates that percentage based only on the cost of a plan for her, not for her family.
Even if it's 9.5% individual, I still need to cover my husband. So it'll be much, much higher than 9.5% of my income with my husband. So I'll have to do a lot of looking at my budget and seeing what makes sense after that point.
Once the navigators are all up and running in the state, they will be working both with individuals and with businesses to help them choose plans that meet the needs of their employees. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.